A university representing university staff has negotiated a new wages agreement which will see its members take a pay cut in exchange for keeping their jobs. Many of the nation's universities have taken a big hit to their finances as coronavirus restrictions have kept fee-paying international students away, as well as putting a stop to face-to-face lectures and tutorials. Now those worst affected institutions can ask their staff to accept reduced pay, but only if they can demonstrate that senior management have led the way by trimming their own salaries first. Nick Grimm reports.
IT professional Vince Corley remembers what it was like to be made redundant during the global financial crisis.
And at the time we had two little kids under the age of two, and we almost lost our house. And so when I think back to that, look, without a job, you know, you lose your dignity, you start to lose a bit of your self-worth.
A dozen years later, and now working at a Sydney university, Vince Corley is worrying about losing his job again as COVID-19 punches a $5 billion hole in the sector's finances.
And I just think, look, even if you have to make some sacrifices and change up what you're doing, having a job is better than having no job.
Faced with that trade-off, the National Tertiary Education Union has cut a deal with 38 universities that would see academic and professional staff take pay cuts of between 5 and 15%. Alison Barnes is the union's national president. She says it might help save 12,000 jobs.
So, yeah, extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures and has led us to look to make an agreement with vice-chancellors that seeks to protect the jobs of people who work across our higher education universities.
But how do you ensure that a deal like this doesn't become permanent once the economy kicks off again?
It's a time-limited variation to an enterprise agreement, so you limit the variation to working conditions to a year. So after that year has expired, working conditions return to the status quo as if the agreement had never existed.
To qualify, universities will have to demonstrate financial hardship arising as a result of the pandemic. Those struggling the most will be able to ask employees to take bigger pay reductions. The unis will also have to show they've made other savings, such as reducing executive pay.
And obviously the payoff from that is that you have a reduced salary bill, which, you know, other things being equal, means that that staff you can keep that you otherwise might have to lay off.
Professor Andrew Vann is the Vice-Chancellor of Charles Sturt University and President of the Australian Higher Education Industrial Association, which negotiated the pay deal with the union.
Obviously we'll have to make a case for staff that if they're going to vote for an amendment to their pay and conditions, that it's justified. So, yes, the expectation is that universities will need to explain to staff what's going on before they would be able to successfully get a staff vote up.
And that's something that Vince Corley believes is the best option right now for staff like him, who can't access the federal government's job seeker payment because it excludes the university sector.
And I think under the circumstances for me, if we can share the pain, then for me personally, I can do that.
That's Vince Corley, an IT professional at UTS. Nick Grimm reporting there.